God still speaks. Anybody believe that? Amen. Well, we're going to find out. I'm going to be in this series for several weeks as we talk through it. Psalm 29 verse 4 says, "The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty." Heavenly Father, we do pray today that we would be welcoming of your voice in our life. Lord, not only to hear you, but to obey you with all of our hearts. Lord, to long for you, to know you, even as the study in the book of Mark says, that we would ache for you. Because God, we need you. We need to hear from you. And we thank you for your love today. Amen. Amen. I have a question for you. When people say God spoke to them, do you think they're crazy? Okay, five of you don't think they're crazy, but no. No, I asked a few people in our church, I said, can I use your name? I mean, me as your pastor, if I said God spoke to me, do you think I'm crazy? All right. What about Dean and Josie Betcher? I called them. I said, listen, does God speak to you? And of course, they're like, yes, he speaks to us through his word. And they've been in the faith for a long, long time. I think about Dr. James and Kim McHenry. He's a doctor, he's a dentist, and he's educated. I'm like, I said, does God speak to you? And he's like, yes, every day, he said. Paul and Sidney Rudzis sit right here. I asked Paul, I said, Paul, does God speak to you? He said, he talks to me through the Holy Spirit. And he even said through visions. And then Sidney, I don't know if you know Sidney very well, but Sidney is one of these early bird people. How many of you like get up at 4 a.m. in the morning? 3:30. She gets up at 3. Okay, how many get up at 3:30? All right, two of you. God bless you. I don't know. I thought nothing good happened after midnight, so I wait for the sun to rise again. And but anyway, she gets up. She goes to a workout place, and she talks. She says God talks to her. She's on the treadmill and doing that. God speaks. I talked to Brian Sankey. I'm like, Brian, does God speak to you? He's an engineer. I'm like, God could never talk to an engineer. But not true. Brian says God speaks to him. And then, of course, Rick and Sharon Bloga, part of our first service, he's a teacher. And I asked him, I said, yes, God speaks. Tony and Stacy Robinson. I'm like, yes, God speaks. All of these are highly educated people, excellent in their field of work. They're parents, some of them grandparents. And my question is, are all these people who say God speaks to them, are they crazy? Or is it possible that God really did speak to them? God actually had an assignment, a purpose for talking to all of these? I believe so. Is it possible? Question is, does God really speak or talk to people? Does he speak to us? Let me tell you, if you want to get somebody's attention, you start with, or somewhere in your conversation with them, you tell them, God told me. Or I have heard from God. And you will get different reactions as you talk to them, depending on who's listening. Some people will think you're absolutely crazy. Has anybody ever thought you're crazy? Yeah, they have. They'll think you're off the deep end, that you're hearing voices, and you've lost your mind. In fact, some of those people will think you're just a religious nut. They will. There's another group, though, that if you say, God told me something, they stop whatever they're doing and they want to hear what you have to say because they don't want to miss out on what God has to say. They may not even be a Christian. They might even be skeptical of what you're saying, but they're open to the possibility that God just might work within this world. Then there are those who that hear, I have a word from God, and man, they get excited. I mean, they're anxious and ready because they know they've experienced God speaking before, and they know it's real. But finally, there's this group that's somewhere in the middle of all that, curious. I've read the Bible. I know the stories. But they wonder, if God is speaking to you, why doesn't he speak to me? So my prayer in this series is simply that your life will be changed, and possibly the way you approach life will change. It could be that with the way you pray, or possibly your relationship could be impacted radically if you will take this to heart, that God still speaks. Probably one of the number one questions I am asked as a pastor is this: how do I know God's will for my life? Church, I know that each of us want and need direction from God, especially for key decisions in our lives. Youth, you want to find a husband or a wife. You want God's will in that because you know if you make a mistake in that decision, it could be painful and costly. In fact, I'm going to ask my dear friend, Dr. James McHenry, would you come? I asked him in my processing, does God still speak? And in that process, he began to tell me a story. And so I said, would you share that with us today? Are you ready? Oh, no. We're going to hear. All right.
I don't feel too bad about sharing it because Kim's not here.
Okay. But it's not against Kim in any way. All right.
It's just, you know, God does speak to me all the time. But this was early in my Christian walk, very early, and my wife and I were sort of courting. We didn't call it that back then. And I was really considering her as a wife, you know. And, so one day we got in this big fight about something. I'm sure it was really dumb. And you know, I went to the Lord in my room, and I kind of cried out to him. I said, Lord, is this really the one you want for me? Just because of the way I felt. And all of a sudden, when I asked that question, I could actually see in front of me, it was like the Lord speaks to you in different ways. I saw the words in like purple letters. I can remember it very clearly. Ruth 4:11. Now, I'd been a Christian long enough to know that was a verse in the Bible. And so I hurried to my Bible and looked it up, and I still remember it. The verse said this, and all the elders said, may the woman who is coming into your home be as Rachel and Leah, and may you prosper in Ephrathah. I'm like, so I took that as a direct answer to my question. So just to encourage, the Lord can speak in all kinds of different ways. He can give us a word. He can give us a vision. He can do whatever he wants.
Right.
He's faithful. It's just, are we faithful to listen? That's more my problem.
And obey.
And obey.
Yes.
Right.
In fact, we're going to read scripture in a moment. Isn't that interesting how God can talk? So when you, it may be for you, I don't know if they're going to get purple words or not, but it's coming to a place to say, God, speak to me. Let me know who it is I'm supposed to marry. Confirm it. Maybe there's some of you who are facing major financial decisions in your life, and I can guarantee you that choice will affect your future. And you really need to hear God's voice and direction. Possibly you're choosing maybe a new college or maybe a new career that you're considering. And we know that affects a lot in our life, and you don't want to make it based on money or just emotion. But you need to hear from God. Maybe you're worried about your kids or you're worried about your grandkids and you're not sure what to do. And should you help? How should I help? What should I say? And you're like, I need a word from God to tell me how to proceed in the future. Maybe there's some of you today are in a difficult spot. You're in a crisis or you're in a transition of life. You're in a place where you desperately need to hear God. Listen, probably all these situations are true and may be true for many of us today. But what if we could learn to hear God speak to us in our normal, everyday moments of life and he can help us along? Wouldn't that be great? See, I believe that God does desire to speak to us. I believe he wants to speak to you personally, individually, specifically, to you and to me. I believe God wants to actively speak to his people. I believe that God still speaks today. How many of you like to hear his voice? You really would. Amen. All of us, I trust. What you need to know as we start this morning is that, first of all, God created you for relationship with him. From the very beginning to the end of this word, The story is about God desiring to have fellowship and communion or communication with his creation. In Genesis 3, chapter 3, verse 8, it's about Adam and Eve, and here's what it says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day." God shows up in the garden because he wanted to converse with them. God also wants to talk to us, and we should want to talk to him. In fact, we call that prayer. You know what? Prayer is important in our lives. God wants prayer or communication to be vital, a central part of our life. And church, if you get that, you'll find out how awesome it is that God, the creator of the universe, actually wants to talk to normal, flawed, struggling, trying to figure out life, you and me. I think we need to learn to listen for so we can hear his voice and hear it for every season of our life. Church, my agenda really over these next few weeks is to help us and grow us and teach us how to hear God's voice in our life, because I believe he wants to talk to us. I want to be careful that I don't make you weird. We're Pentecostal, and that's one of the concerns, is like, this is going to get weird, or I'm going to feel weird. It's not strange when God speaks. God speaks in a lot of different ways, and we're going to talk about that in the days ahead. Next week, I'm actually going to talk about how does God speak. But this morning, I just want to talk about this understanding that he does speak, and that we need to listen and hear his voice, and that it can be a part of your normal day, part of your normal walk with him. Hearing from God, you need to understand, it's not just for preachers. It's not for pastors. It isn't for spiritual superheroes, or it's not for those who we might consider the almost perfect people. They're the ones that can hear. Church, God speaks to everybody who wants to hear. James 4, listen to these two verses. Starts at verse 7, says, "Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." Now, what is that verse 7? What's the very first part of that? Submit to who? To God. We submit ourselves to God. We love to jump to, let's resist the devil, man. Let's get rid of him. But the way of doing that is starting with submitting to him. Because listen to verse 8. Come near to God. And what? He will come near to you. Church, in today's world, with today's challenges, you need to get near to God. And in doing so, I believe you will hear from God. And if that's crazy, then call me crazy. But by the way, hearing from God is not near as bizarre as some of the crazy stuff out there. I'm going to mention a few things, and if you're offended, then good. Did you know that people call psychic hotlines? Because they want to hear a word. They want to get something. Did you know, by the way, the original psychic hotline filed for bankruptcy? You would have thought they would have seen it coming. No joke. It was Psychic Friends back in the 90s. Church, you need to understand. In fact, if you go on some of these sites, just flip down to the bottom where it says for entertainment purposes only. Yet there are thousands and millions of people who are paying out all this money to find out stuff that is not even true. Another thing people actually believe in is fortune cookies. I know you laugh, but how many of you have ever gone and opened it up and read it and went, wow, I really do hope that happens to me? Because all of a sudden we kind of want that to be a word. In fact, there was a season of my life I didn't even open them. And then the Korean church moved in, and they would take us to a couple of Korean places. We'd get the fortune cookie. They'd open it up, and I'm like, I don't want to offend them, so I'll open it up. But church, I'm telling you, it's all silliness. the word of God never, I mean, it comes to that. I really don't believe that. Did you know there is Facebook apps, and there's apps out there that you can download that are called When Will You Die? How Will You Die? And Why Will You Die? And I know some of you just can't wait to go and look those up. Like, an app is going to be able to really tell you that. It's a ploy of the enemy to confuse you and to rob you. How about palm reading? Someone looks at your hand and predicts your future. Church, that is crazy. I look at my hand, I'm like, I'm going to read my hand. Are you ready? It's got wrinkles. And the only thing I can guess is there might be more in the days ahead. Church, you need to wake up, because these things are deceptive. Did you believe in this or not? Did you know there are alcoholics that get advice from other alcoholics at the bar? That should be really helpful. Groundhog Day. People actually look for a shadow or no shadow so we can predict how long winter is going to last. Yesterday, we had snow. I don't know what the groundhog shadow thing said this year, but this is Michigan, and I don't care of a shadow of... Because I'm like, where does this groundhog live that we're all dependent upon? Silly stuff. I mean, people do a lot of crazy things, or really, they're foolish. You know what a fool is? Is someone who doesn't fear God. That's why these things are foolish, and they try to figure out things they do not know. In fact, I went and I Googled how to know the future. I got over 1.8 billion results. There's only 7 billion people in the world, and I got over 1.8 billion results. But do you think people are searching for this? They are. Church, there is only one who is omniscient, who is all-knowing, and that is God Almighty. Now, I shouldn't have to mention this one, but I will, and it's horoscopes. Did you know that one horoscope on one site will say something totally different than another one on another site? That what's written out of books and this and that, they're trying to tell you this stuff? I mean, again, that's got to be real helpful. Which one do you believe? Listen, the way planets line up and arrange themselves has nothing to do with your life. But the way you line up your life with the creator of the planets, now that can significantly impact your life. Believe it or not, there's an app called Bible Horoscope. It's on Google app. What you do is you can read scripture and your horoscope. They put them together. Church, I'm telling you these things because it's not spiritually healthy. And yet I know you get trapped by it. I know. People, you think, no, nobody in church would be doing that stuff. Tell me that everybody in church is probably not gambling and doing lotto tickets at the same time. Church, it's all a ploy of the enemy. And I've just got to get real with you and let you know we have an enemy who's against us and trying to deceive us. Yet God is wanting to speak to us. But we don't give him the time of day that he needs. Church, after hearing all these things, these avenues that people go after, hearing God's voice doesn't really sound that outrageous. Does it? Not at all. Now, this morning as we start, the key question is, does God speak? Well, in the book of Revelation, the last book of the New Testament, 7 times this phrase is repeated. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. God Almighty, through His Holy Spirit, must desire to say something to the church. And the church, you need to understand, is the people of God. God doesn't come and talk to a building. He comes and he talks to his people. Back in the book of Deuteronomy, after coming down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments, Moses begins to share with the people a long word from the Lord. What he heard from the Lord, he shared with the people. Here's a part of it in Deuteronomy chapter 15. There should be no poor among you, for the Lord your God will greatly bless you in the land he is giving you as a special possession. You will receive this blessing if you are careful to, and we're going to have to keep coming back to this phrase and this word and this concept again and again, but if you're careful to obey all the commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today. Later in Deuteronomy in chapter 28, Moses gives the people some more instructions. In verse 1, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. Now, I want to hear some of the blessings and the promises of God for those who listen and obey. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. He's talking about blessing on your family and the possessions that you have. Verse 6, you'll be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. In other words, you'll be blessed everywhere you go. Verse 7, the Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter from you in seven. God will protect you if you realize from your enemies. He will fight your battle for you. Verse 8, the Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do and will fill your storehouses with grain. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. He'll bless your job. He'll bless your business while you do your life's work. Amen? That's what he wants. Verse 9, if you obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, the Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he swore he would do. Then all the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by the Lord, and they will stand in awe of you. That means others are going to notice to whom you belong, and that you hear his voice, and you obey his voice, and you live in his blessing. Now, all of us would like to have that kind of blessing, right? But it hinges upon listening and obeying the voice of God. Church, I believe hearing from God is a really big deal. But I know some of you are thinking, well, that was for the Israelites. That's really not for us. You need to understand, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he is a God that has a pattern of talking to his people. He is a pattern of blessing his people. Did you know, as believers, you are joint heirs with Jesus Christ? You are sons and daughters of the Most High? Wow. Do you know the Bible is full of stories of who God has talked to? I go back to Adam and Eve. God spoke to Adam and Eve. He walked and talked with them in the garden. God talked to a man named Noah and told him to build an ark. By the way, do not get your theology from movies that are made about the Bible. Always go back to the Bible. Read the Bible. By the way, that's God's word. God talked to Moses. It had this plan of how he's going to deliver his people. God talked to Abraham and told him, you're going to be the father of many nations. Then he talked to Abraham's wife, Sarah, and told her, a baby is coming. God spoke through Jeremiah. Over and over in the book of Jeremiah, you read these phrases, the word of the Lord came to me. This is what the Lord says. The Lord said to me. Do you know God spoke to a little girl named Mary? And told her, you're going to give birth to a baby and he's going to be the Savior of the world. God spoke to a man named Saul. He murdered Christians. That was his aim and goal in life, it seemed. But he's the one who became Paul, who wrote most of our New Testament. God spoke to Peter. He told Peter, I want you to break down the walls of prejudice, and I want you to take the gospel to the Gentiles. God even spoke to a Gentile named Cornelius. He told him, I want you to find Peter, and I want you to have him come, share his message. And then God spoke to John, the beloved, the disciple. And that's why we have the revelation of Jesus Christ, and we have some insight into end time events. In fact, throughout time, God has always spoken to his people. Jesus himself put it this way in John 10, 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Church, I believe that God's voice can be heard. God is not trying to hide his will or his plan from you. God does not make it intentionally difficult for you to hear him. God is speaking, and he wants us to hear. God wants us to know his will. God wants us to know his plan for our lives. God just wants you to listen and hear through his word and obey him. You know what? And there may be multiple ways he will talk to you. I believe God still speaks. Next week, I'm going to talk about how God speaks. But I believe he speaks. Here's what I want to do today. This week, I want you to spend a few minutes each day praying, talking with God, saying, God, I want to hear your voice. God, I would like clear direction in my life. Speak, Lord, I am listening. How can you do that? Well, I want you to let God be a part of every decision in your life. Let God be a part of every hour of every day. What if you gave God 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes every hour of the day? What all of a sudden that you would just take a minute or two out of each hour to talk to God and say, God, I need to hear you. And then go about your task and let him talk to you through the day. As you're doing this, I believe God can talk to us anywhere at any time. The question is, are we listening? Why don't you begin to just, why don't you pray between TV shows? I think some of you just thought about it. Why don't you just pause the movie about halfway through after the 2 hours and say, God, I just want you to continue to speak to me. See, here's the problem. I don't know that we give God enough time to speak to us. We get up in the morning, God be with me, hope everything goes well, and then we sit down for a meal and say, over the teeth, over the gum, watch out stomach, here it comes. You know, I don't know that we're really giving him proper due time where we're really listening. We're just kind of running through stuff and going through our lives, and then we come and we hope we'll get it all in just on Sunday. We plug in. Maybe I'll just charge enough. How many of you need to recharge your phone every day? I think you ought to recharge your lives in his word every day. In fact, if you begin to do this, you might not need any more information from me. He's God. He can speak to you and tell you. I have a testimony that I received from Sherry Keevy, who's with us this morning. She sent me a testimony, and I want to share it with you this morning. She says, Dear Pastor Brooks, since September, I've been asking the Lord to remove the unsettled fog, which I attributed to all the changes because of the many losses and grief in my life. The Grow series has been so timely. God is faithful. The Holy Spirit impressed me with a statement by Reverend Kim Wetland. If you remember back in the fall, we had an evangelist with us. Serving releases generates the power of the Holy Spirit. I've heard this before. I even wrote it down, which I found in my desk. God renewed my mind. The week of fasting and prayer brought the breakthrough for me. Even that week, the Lord used me with unsaved friends that I've been praying for at least 35 years. The Lord has set me free from the cloud. Joy does come in the morning. He has given me opportunities to serve and plant seeds for his honor and his glory. Church, I believe God will speak to us. It's, what are you listening for? I'm glad that I had Reverend Kim Wetland here. I'm glad I have, and others speak. But his word, what if you just got into his word a little more? You know, God can impress something upon your heart. Here's what I'll ask today, in just a few minutes. I don't know if you need to open up your word, if you have a digital copy. But we're just going to take a few minutes and we're going to pray today. I'm working hard over this series, and that I really want to give us time at the end of our services before we dismiss to really hear God. I think we need to hear God. I hope you didn't come this morning just to fellowship with others or just to do a religious duty or come to hear somebody talk in Southern accent. I don't know why you came. I really hope you came to hear God, to let God talk to you in your life. But I have to somewhat apologize in some respects, but I do so humbly. But as I was putting this together, the Holy Spirit said, I want you to go over this scripture with them. And I'm like, God, that doesn't quite fit yet. I think that'd be great next week. So I threw it out. And this morning I was going over this again. And the Holy Spirit said, I want you to bring out this scripture. So I have a scripture I need to end with this morning. I'm still growing and listening. I still want to battle with God sometimes, and I think I've got a better plan than he does sometimes. James 3:17. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. This wasn't a part of my original notes. In fact, I appreciate them throwing it up there this service. So many people are looking for wisdom. They're like, God, I want to hear your voice. I want to know what to do. And the Holy Spirit just said, you need to share this. And I don't know who needs to hear this today. Maybe all of us. But you're looking for wisdom and guidance in your life, and you need to hear something from the Lord. Well, let me tell you, his word is powerful. In fact, he says, but wisdom that comes from heaven. How many want that kind of wisdom? And from the right place. But it's first of all pure. One of the biggest things in all of our decisions is knowing that we have a pure motive. Of why am I doing what I'm doing? I need to buy a new car because I want people to see me in it. I'm not sure your motive's right. I'm not sure it's not pure. My car is broken. I need another car. Well, then that might be a pure motive. Listen to number two, though. It's peace-loving or peaceable. Church, if you're looking to make some decision in your life, check your motive and do you have peace about it? Are you settled in your heart? This is peace. I get it. Lord, I just feel comfortable about it. But a way peace comes is through these next ones many times. It's considerate. You need to take your whole family into consideration. Well, we're going to move. What does that entail? Where's the school district? What's that affect? How does that affect me? How does it affect others? It's considerate. Not only that, it is submissive. That means you need to get counsel. Did you know the Bible says there is wisdom in the counsel of a multitude? That means I need others speaking in my life. I may not have full, clear vision on everything, but if I'll be submissive and listen to others speaking to my life, then maybe God will, it'll be clearer and I'll have the peace and understand my motive. It's full of mercy. That means it really isn't all about you. I want to make sure that my decision is merciful and it's blessing to others. It's full of good fruit. You see the blessing? It's impartial and sincere. Church, another translation says without hypocrisy. That means it doesn't flip back and forth. It makes the decision because I know it's pure, I have peace. And don't be shaky on it. Be sincere about it. Church, We need to get wisdom and hear from God again. I don't know who this is for, but I feel that I am being obedient to the Lord by going over it. You weigh through it. Don't let me just teach it. Let the Holy Spirit teach it to you. You walk through it. Go back, find other scriptures that it will confirm all of that, because we need to walk in that way. The Bible says you don't even know the motive of your heart. That's why I need these others to clarify it, so I am walking pure in my thoughts. So church, I want you to hear from God.